When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, everybody. So today I want to talk about how I use minimalism. The thing is, I do firmly believe in minimalism. I really, really do. And not because, and look, it's so funny. I think the reason millennials are so, excluding myself, I'm not excluding myself out of this. I think the reason millennials love minimalism so much is because they saw how miserable their parents were. When their parents were always trying to gather more things. And then when the parents gathered more things and more items and more nice cars or try and put themselves into debt for no reason, they started to realize their parents were fucking retarded. Yeah. Like, straight up. Like, that's very harsh language, I know, but I ain't holding back on this one. My parents were dumb. My parents were stupid as shit. I still kind of think they are with money. And I noticed that the more stuff they accumulated, the more miserable they got. Like, it got worse. And some of that behavior passed on to me a little bit. I would buy things I didn't need. I would buy dumb things that just took up dumb space, dumb amounts of space. And eventually I thought, I don't need this. What I really need is what's in here. What I need is, how do I see the world? That's what I need. It was so simple. It almost dawned on me. Like, one day I was like, wow, I just need to see things better. I don't need more things. I need to spend more time at the beach and drink beer and have bonfires at the beach, go to the river, have more fun outside. Cause I don't know. And the thing is, I think millennials, we as a generation, realized our parents were just trying to impress too many people. They were trying to impress their neighbors, and they were trying to get ahead. But when funny thing is, the irony is, when you're trying to get ahead the way that everybody else is getting ahead, you're actually falling behind. Because you're just participating in the rat race, putting yourself further into debt for people, to impress people, to impress your family. Even though I love my family, I don't give a shit what they think. Like, they can think I'm a homeless meth addict, and I'd be fine. As long as I know that I'm rich as shit. That's all I care about. I mean, I care about their well-being, don't get me wrong. I just don't care how anybody perceives me. Image is overrated. It's kind of a stoic philosophy. I don't give a shit about my reputation. Not one iota. And I don't think anybody should. I mean, look. I keep my hair short. I wear decent clothing. But I don't go out of my way to look good. I mean, like, I don't go out of my way to look really, really, like, overly presentable. Like, I don't want to impress a person. In fact, I want you to look at me and not realize I'm rich. Like, that's the whole goal. I want to be the normal, looking guy that nobody suspects, or not even normal. I want to look like most people probably think I'm a homeless crazy man. But that's the cool thing. Nobody wants to rob you when they think you're homeless and crazy. So that's the whole cool part. So the thing is, I purposely don't let people know how much, you know, my net worth is. It's better. It's honestly a better thing to do because I got told my whole life I wouldn't be successful. And it actually, I kind of made a pact with myself that I would lie to as many people as I could about my finances. Like, straight up. It's to the best of my ability, at least. You know, I'd still be honest with taxes and shit, but, like, when it came to everybody else, I'd be like, nope. Nope, 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 nope. Can't let anybody know. And then I started realizing, I don't really care anymore. At this point, like, I used to care, but now I don't. And if anybody does accuse me of being a rich guy or having money and all this shit, because it sucked, because when people found out I actually had money, because some people did, I was working with, they start asking me to borrow money. And I'm like, no. You get paid the same amount I do, and like, you had to be, like, I knew people who were barely paying the same rent I had to pay, and they were still trying to bum money off of me. I knew they weren't going to pay me back, so I just told them no. I told them flat out no. I'm good at saying no. Like, if there's one thing I'm really good at, it's saying no. I used to be such a pushover when I was younger. I look back at myself, and I wish I could go back in time sometimes and just be like, dude, tell more people no. It's your life. Tell more people fucking no. Tell them to fuck right off. You know, I think the problem is, I think as a generation, I will say this about millennials, and we go on a millennial rant. The one thing I'm glad I differentiate myself from millennials is I am not a pushover anymore. There's a lot of millennials who are so compliant with everything. It's sick. Some people don't know how to stand their ground and just say fuck off. Like, that is my favorite skills. If I could actually, if I could put that on a resume, that should be a skill. The ability to say no. And right above that, the ability to say yes. The thing is, you don't want to always say no, but you want to say yes to the things that you want to say yes to. Right? You don't just say yes to everything. That's why Jim Carrey's movie, The Yes Man, like when I was younger, I thought, oh, that's kind of cool. It's inspirational. And then now I look at it in retrospect and I think that's really retarded. That's really dumb. You don't want to say yes to everything. That's unhealthy. I think that was kind of the point at the end of it, though, is that it's not good to say yes to everything. It's not good. Because people can take advantage of you. If you're a yes man, if you're always saying yes to everything, people will definitely take advantage of you, and it's not cool. So you got to learn to say no, and you got to learn to tell people to fuck off sometimes. It's one of my favorite one of my favorite skills is just to tell people to fuck off. Of course, don't say that at your job. Fly in my room. What the hell? Yeah. Anyway. Get a fly swatter here in a second. But yeah, one of the things I could say is, being able to say fuck off is a great skill. But I will say, this fly is kicking. This fly knows what it's doing too. Little bastard. I'm gonna fucking punch it here in a second. Fuck. Flies piss me off, man. I know that they're just living creatures, but it was like staring me down right in my face. I was like, bitch. I think I gotta establish dominance sometimes with flies, dude. The thing. But anyway. Continuing on. I was gonna say another thing I wanna talk about is we're just gonna keep talking about minimalism. I got distracted by that damn fly. But with minimalism though, yeah, it saved me in many ways because I don't buy things anymore. I have my tools, you know, I keep tools like, socket wrenches, hammers, nails, screws, things like that. Things like I can use to construct things if I really need to in a pinch, or fix things in a pinch. But outside of it though, you know, outside of my mechanics tool set, my home repair kit, in anything really, I keep tools around. I keep things that have utility. That's another thing. I keep my laptops, obviously, because computers are awesome. I don't know. I just think that the thing is we tend to value stupid things and we tend to buy stupid things. Also, as a minimalist, I do everything on my own. I cook all my meals at home. I don't go to restaurants. I do think that's a part of minimalism, is also minimizing how much you spend on consumable items, right? Now, one thing you shouldn't be a minimalist on, obviously, is stocks. You want to own as many stocks as you can. You want to own as much gold as you can. You want to own things of value. And I think the thing is, as a minimalist, I'm a value-centered minimalist. I'm all about what has increasing value and what will grow over time in value, and what does not, and what has utility. You know, I'm a utility value-seeking minimalist. If you were to really characterize me down to the core, a value-seeking utilitarian minimalist, man, I'm all about, that's pretty much how I roll. Now, look, I'm more than that. I'm a philosopher. We're all sorts of things. Humans cannot be put into one single label. We're all very complex creatures. But if I was to talk about the one thing that I focus on the most, it is accumulating assets, but also minimalizing consumable items that I own and items that have no real use. So from my utilitarian standpoint, it's fun. Like, doing this show for me is better than watching TV. Like, you know how people can watch TV for about an hour? I could do this show for about a fucking hour. You know, people can watch TV for 2 or 3 hours. Some people could drown through a movie in 2 or 3 hours. I can do a show. I could do like several episodes in 2 to 3 hours of my own show. It just depends on where your priorities are and what floats your boat. I'm lucky. I'm a lucky dude because my interests allow me to make more money than anybody I know. Because I'm interested in things that, and this is going to sound very elitist, but I major in major things. And people major in minor things. And what I mean by this is people focus on the things that don't matter, and I focus on the things that do matter. Because sometimes, you ever meet somebody who's overdramatic, and they blow up at everything. They think everything's a big deal, right? They're like, oh, the fact that I lost an earring, it's the end of the world. I got it because a friend gave it to me, and it has some sort of... what I'm trying to get at is people will freak out about the littlest things, right? It sucks because what happens when a big problem happens? Oh, it's going to get even worse. They're going to freak out even more. So I think that you have to care more about things that actually matter and not the little shit. People focus way too much on the little shit. People focus on way too many insignificant things. And the reason I'm telling everybody this is if you are guilty of focusing on the minor shit, you know, the things that don't, if you're guilty of focusing on the things that don't matter, do yourself a favor and call yourself out on it. Okay. Call yourself out on it immediately. Look yourself in the mirror. I'm going to start focusing on more important things. And what I mean by that is I'm going to start reading more books, start learning different things, start learning ways to make more money, start learning how to be a better entrepreneur. I don't know. I think we live in an age where it's so easy to be an entrepreneur, yet I see people complaining how hard it is to make money. It baffles me to zero ends. Like, I just, I really don't get it. I get speechless sometimes when I think about it, because I'm not saying money's always the easiest thing to make, but if we were to compare eras, compare now to 50 years ago, it is so much easier to be an entrepreneur and make your own money and make your own way than it ever has been right now. And I'm not trying to discount anything either, because cost of living has gone up pretty significantly. It really has. But it's also easier to not only hold down a, well, I wouldn't say it's easier to hold down a job, but it's easier to have multiple sources of income now than it's ever been, right? So I can have tons of income coming in, passive income through all my investments. So not only am I getting passive income from my investments to compensate for my wages as well, so I got wages for my job. I got wages from my dividend payouts. I got I got things coming in from my crypto investments. I got things coming in everywhere. And what I'm trying to get at is we're so bloody focused on, I guess I'm a little bit annoyed. I've been annoyed with my, it's obviously no secret. I've been annoyed with my own generation for the longest of times, for a long time. Oh. And my reason is because I see so much potential for my generation that it's a little annoying to see my generation waste all their time. Being so overly dramatic and... I don't fit in. And I've never fit in. I'm proud of it. I'm proud to have never fit in anywhere, because my inability to fit in has allowed me to succeed in ways that I couldn't if I did fit in. I play everything like an outsider. I play the stock market like an outsider. You know, I'm not doing what everybody else is doing, and that's why I'm winning. I do things from, I don't even, from the outside, but I'm not even really looking in. I'm not on the outside looking in. I'm on the outside doing my shit, doing my thing. I'm too busy doing what I want to do and starting my own monopolies, and that's fine. I think that's the way it should be. So, yeah, and I'm having fun doing it because I'm living the life, I'm living the life that I've been wanting to live, you know, and I think so many people in my family have always tried to tell me the right ways to live, the right things to do with my money, when everything they've told me was the wrong thing to do, and it's always been wrong. And when you start to realize how wrong, you know, your father is or your mother is or your grandparents are, and you start to realize how poorly they live their lives, you start doing the opposite. And I started realizing that there are miserable twats, and I was not. I was happier when I had nothing. Like, no joke. I was, like, when it came to physical consumable objects, I've always been happier with less. You know, I just need my bed. I need my computers. Just because they're utilities to me. I get to sleep. I need, clearly need a place to live. Covered areas, obviously. No, it's not that I'm not thankful or anything. I'm just a minimalist. I just don't need much. And I think it's an important thing to realize that you don't need that much. Because when you start to realize you don't need much, at least when it comes to the consumable objects, then you're so free. You're freer than anybody that you'll ever know. So, yeah, my brother, for instance, I feel bad for him. Like, no joke, I think he owns too many things. And I firmly believe the things that you own end up owning you. So I own virtually nothing. I own a car, obviously, but it's a used car. I don't have to pay anything. No car payments. I'm basically just investing. I eat, sleep, and breathe investing, and that's it. So anyway, sorry for the long diatribe, but anyway, minimalism saved my life. It helped turn my home into an office and a home at the same time. I didn't even get to that part of this entire show. Is the fact that this is now a full-fledged office, basically. One side of the place is a full-fledged office. It's great. For me. Just for me. But yeah, I could run my operation from home, and it's fan-fucking-tastic. Anyway, thank you guys for taking the time to watch this video, and have an incredible rest of the day.